Hi, my name is Miriam Sigit, and I'm at the University of Lincoln. I'm studying English and politics as an undergraduate degree at the moment, and I'm in my first year. I'm originally from Nottingham, so I haven't come too far off. My parents were born in Pakistan, I was born in England. At the moment, I'm living on campus, and next year I'm hoping to live on, well, not too far away from the campus, really, about 10, 15 minutes away, so. About my religion and sexuality, that's quite a complex issue wherever you put sort of religion and, well, try to put religion and sexuality together, especially when it's such an orthodox religion like Islam, or seemingly orthodox religion like Islam. For me, it was very hard trying to reconcile my sexuality and my beliefs. I mean, to this day, I sort of have the odd days, you know, where I am sort of like, can it work? Can you really be religious and gay? I mean, my friend yesterday, actually, last night, she says to me, well, if you're going to stand up before God, at least you can say, okay, you know what, I'm gay, but I still followed my belief to the letter. I still followed what you wanted me to do to the letter, rather than saying, yeah, I'm gay, but I turned away from you, kind of thing, which I thought was quite an interesting response, especially for someone who doesn't necessarily believe, well, not believe in homosexuality, but believe that you can reconcile the two things. The fact that she said that to me, being Muslim, she, you know, it's like as if she did accept it at that point, whether she realized it or not, which is really quite interesting. So, I mean, as I've said, it was really hard trying to come to terms with it, obviously, being a lesbian. At first, it was sort of okay, you know, I'm gay, you know, kind of push it under the carpet. I'm not going to get married anytime soon, you know, that sort of thing. So for years, actually, I kind of not forgot about it, but I kind of put it to the back of my mind, really. You know, there wasn't really any point in dealing with it. I was young then, and then every few years, it kept coming up, sort of, you know, crush on someone, and it's sort of like okay, well, this clearly isn't going to go away, but I've already established that I'm Muslim. So I can't really do one and the same, and my religion was the main reason why I didn't act on it sooner or did anything about it sooner. But it wasn't actually, well, I'm actually giving you a coming out story. But yeah, it wasn't until sixth form where, again, I had a crush on someone, and I thought, okay, well, I'm of sound mind enough. You know, before I could have said I was younger, it was sort of a crush, whatever you want to call it. But now I'm, you know, what, 17. I'm of sound mind, and yeah, I'm still feeling like this. So clearly, this isn't something that's going away anytime soon, or if at all. And I thought to myself, well, I need to do something about it. So I mean, I was talking to this friend, one that I had a crush on, and you know, I didn't really know for long. It must have been a couple of months, and I eventually, you know, I kind of came out and said it, and she was like, oh, okay, great, you know. This is what Islam says, but I'm not a hypocrite. I don't do everything that Islam says as well, but we try our best. And if that's who you are, there's no point in hiding from it. Which was quite strange because she was Muslim and I hadn't known her long. But the support she gave me was immense. It really was. You know, and eventually started coming out to people. I came out to my non-Muslim friends first, white, really. And they didn't have a problem with it. And one of my friends was actually there, like, oh, I knew anyway. Well, I had an inkling, and I said to her, why did you not sort of say anything? I've been making it to seem this really, really big thing in my head, you know, that everyone's going to react this way, sort of thing, how are people going to react, you know, just wondering really. And she says, well, because you clearly weren't comfortable with it, because if you were, you would have told us sooner. And I thought that was really quite sweet, actually. So my white friends really weren't the problem. However, the problem occurred when I told my Muslim friends. It was all on a daily basis. I would get that you can't be Muslim and gay. You know, you can't reconcile the two things. It's just, you know, they're contradictory, if you like. Bearing in mind, they didn't necessarily lead wholly Islamic lives anyway, because we all sin. You know, we all do things that aren't necessarily correct, whether you're religious or not, kind of thing. You know, I mean, they'd have, you know, boyfriends, that sort of thing, and you know, just little things like that. But really, I mean, because everyone's sort of doing it, you don't really consider it that big of an issue anymore. I mean, in Islam, you're not really meant, well, you're not meant to do that sort of thing, especially, you know, sort of sex before marriage, that kind of thing. You know, and